Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning evaluating heat stress in your dairy herd. You know, there's lots of different things we can do to measure heat stress in our dairy herd, but probably the simplest thing that we can do is just look at breaths per minute. If we're more than 60 breaths per minute early in the morning when it's cool, that means animals did not cool off overnight. As we start to go up the scale, if respiration rates hit about 75 breaths per minute, means rectal temperature has probably exceeded 102.2 degrees Fahrenheit. At this point, we're probably going to see some reproductive losses. As we go up to 85 breaths per minute, rectal temperatures will often exceed 104. We may not necessarily see animal death losses at this point. That generally doesn't occur until respiration rates exceed 120 to 140 breaths per minute. But at 85 breaths per minute, these animals are under fairly severe stress, and you will see significant losses in milk production as a result of that. So you evaluate in the morning to see whether or not animals cooled off overnight, but also evaluate in the early evening. Let's see how warm those animals actually are getting. And you can use respiration rates to give you a very good indication as to what body temperatures might look like and the amount of losses that you might be seeing for milk production as well as for reproductive losses. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.